No, it's not. I've been asked to punch girls in the tit before.
You're listening to the Stop Tape Podcast. It's playing in your pod player right now. Stop Tape Podcast, show number 9, recorded in 2006. I'm one of your hosts, Chris Ree, here with President Wishnack and the real Brian Hotto. I slurred your names.
You fucking dick.
You're listening to Chris Ree, President Wishnack.
Alright.
Today we'll be talking about.
And the real Brian Hotta. Alright.
You say I was real?
Yeah.
There used to be a plastic one.
Under my bed. Alright, so our podcast, we get calls from, you know, cool people such as yourself. Unless you haven't called this yet.
Suck up.
So, yeah, if you want to be on the show, suck up and call us at 206-339-STOP. And you can be on our show like this cool fellow.
So I want to know how to dump my girlfriend, right? She just told me she's pregnant, and she already said that she have an abortion, that she's going to have a kid. So, tell me, wise one, how can I make her get an abortion? And then, how can I dump her and don't look like an ass?
There's no way.
Opium's not strong enough, like heroin.
Oath.
What do you mean?
Like an extreme downer that'll just put her in this euphoric state and almost passing out. Take her to the abortion clinic, you know, pay the thing.
Is there really, like, an abortion clinic?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I've called them before.
Oh.
Not because... Oh.
That's the end of the show.
There's a research paper.
Cindy, I'm sorry.
Hey, you can't say bomb, and you can't say fire in a theater or a bank. Clear and present danger. It's illegal as of the United States Constitution. Okay. That's illegal because you're placing someone under a fake threat and possibly risking their life because of the panic that will ensue.
We should make it so that girls cannot say they're pregnant unless they have written medical proof and maybe even a phone call from the doctor. Because that's the
same
thing.
A picture of the doctor with today's news.
Yeah. And a Klondike bar. Because I want. But, yeah. Because, come on, I mean, it's a life bomb, huh? You can't say, hey, I'm about to throw a life bomb on you when you're not going to. Just as you can't say, hey, there's a bomb in this theater when there isn't. Or bang.
Don't do it anyways. Because I went to the bank today and, like, I saw the bulletproof glass and I was thinking, what if you just shot through the counter? It's made out of wood. I asked the guy, I'm like, hey, can I just shoot you through here like this? I mean, gun noises?
He's
like,
making guns.
Yeah,
guns.
Finger pointers.
He's pointing his fingers like guns.
And yeah, he started telling me, like, oh no, it's bulletproof here too. And he's about to tell me, like, what material it's made out of. And
he wasn't, like, concerned that you were gonna.
No.
I gotta meet these guys.
He actually asked me why. My friend asked me what I was thinking of.
We have that we push. We push it right when a robber comes in. It's interesting, I should tell you.
It's like the unfair thing they can do, like kick you in the balls. They're just like, hey, I'll kick you in the balls. And like all the guys will be like, no, I need to talk to you. That's not funny.
Seriously. It's because of movies, actually, I think. Because it's like, when someone gets kicked in the balls, like the guys know, and they're like, oh, it makes you feel like you're going to throw up a little bit.
The
like,
shockwave.
Yeah, just watching that happen to someone,
you know?
You know
why it hurts
in
your stomach? Because... your testicles descend and they're still attached to your abdomen. That's why.
And the muscle that does that is the cremaster.
Alright.
Well,
alright.
CREMASTER.
A lot of facts for you right there.
But.
Put a picture up on my.
No, but I think the reason that everyone thinks getting kicked in the balls is so funny as far as in the movies is because girls don't understand that pain. They'll try and be like,
well, it's like when you punch us in the tit.
It's like, no, it's not. No, it's not. I've been asked to punch girls in the tit before. Like. And you would never, as a guy, ask to have your balls punched.
What preceded punch me in the tit? No one's asked me that.
I don't know. Right. I don't want to get too in-depth. All right.
So
I
it's
say
just
that
like,
there's some violence sometimes.
Okay, so President Wishnack punched me in the tit. And
You oblige, I
guess. The point is, girls don't know how it feels to get kicked in the balls. And guys do, but when you put it in, like, a movie when someone's getting kicked in the balls, all the girls, like, they just think it's so funny, and it just, I don't know, just passes off as a comedy.
The guys shed one manly tear.
Yeah, exactly. The guy's balls, the cream master starts happening. It starts flexing itself.
You don't have to make the hand
movements. You can't see the hand movements, but if you can imagine a jellyfish swimming upward, you know how its head does that thing? You still can't see the hand movements, but it does that when you see...
Okay, so...
Whatever. Don't kick people in the balls unless they're raping you. And if you can still do it, you're flexible.
That wasn't really the answer to the guy's question.
Whatever, that was a lesson on life.
Wasn't he talking about how not to get kicked in the balls?
We gave him a lot of testicle
things. No, the answer was heroin. Dude, like, you know, come on. If she doesn't have a lot of friends, then it won't matter. If she does have a lot of friends, it might be a little bit harder.
You'll need more heroin for the friends, I assume.
Yeah, that's true. And all of them will have one really dense turd the next day, and they won't know why. And there will be no baby inside of one. Problem solved.
In case the listeners want to know, I do know that he did eventually break up with this female, and she wasn't pregnant. That may just be a cover story. He could have fed her some heroin.
So this is Mike Z and Greggy and our fishmonger employee, Kat, and we're trying to think of a new word for pussy. No, yeah, not like a vagina pussy, like... You call a guy, that guy's a fucking pussy, you know? That guy's a pussy. But we're trying to invent an entirely new word for this shit, you know? Nothing, a vagina's a tube. But this shit is just, this guy's a pussy. But this shit can't be cliche. This has just got to be a new fucking word. Something that's gonna catch on. And we've been...
like a new wave of slang. A revolution.
A new wave of slang. Everyone in the Bay Area is going to use this shit, you know? Like, it's going to spread across the continent. So this shit is going to be big. And we couldn't think of it. So where else you turn? Motherfucking stop tape. Peace.
That's a great deal. You kind of were just like, hey, 15-year-old boy, take care of your 6-year-old retarded sister. And, you know, we're going to go have dinner. We left some knives on the kitchen table, and the bedroom's on fire. But you hold responsibility for your retarded sister, so you don't fuck up. That's what you just did to us.
Make sure the bedroom's still on fire when I get back.
I like this intro, like, this is Mike Z and Gregory and my employee. We need a word for pussy.
Peace!
Alright, no, seriously.
I kind of thought we should, like, I think this is not a good idea, but I had thought balance beam, because it's the lamest part of a playground. I don't know, it's just like, dude, what are you doing, you know? Like, it's too wordy, you couldn't be like, you fucking balance beam, you know? Because then they'd probably, I don't
know. Didn't he say no, like, for the actual pussy, not like...
No, he's talking about for, like
making fun
whims.
Of people.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Wimps. Pussy's a...
What about
great
quinks?
From wimps?
What?
Quinks.
What's that?
It's like oinks, except it's a Q instead of an O. And there's
you made it up with that.
Quinks.
Quinks.
Like, look at those quinks. They don't know how to play baseball. You fucking quinks.
Wow, that was pretty good.
It's pretty good for a first... For, you know, version one.
So, try it out. Tell me if it's catchy. Q-U-I-N-K-S.
What about an X?
Oh, maybe...
Quinks?
An X?
Would that make it too cool?
But I think that would make it too exotic. Okay. And then it's like, what are you? You're some, like... Are you a robot? You know? You manufactured the letters that make people feel bad about themselves. Q-U-I-N-K. Or X. Yeah. Quinks? Try it out. Call us back.
Better than mine. I was thinking of Chris Rea. We're on every Thursday. Stop, Dave.
Alright. It's our first contest on the podcast, and you should tell your friends. You could win some money. How much money are we giving?
I got 100 smackers.
Hit the microphone. All right.
100 smackers. No fucking around.
All right. You
check
got
it out. 120.
Stop hitting the fucking thing.
Hey, this is. You can't gently put money down on a table, otherwise it's like what? $20. $20. You gotta be like $20.
All right. Steven's got
$100 and a 5 because I love you.
All right. 105 from Steven, 5 from me.
Nah, come on. Throw it down a bit.
Take back your 5. I'll put back 100. All right. We got 200 in the pool right now.
Take it out.
I'm guessing Brian Hodge is going to match us.
Yeah, I was wondering if I could borrow some money. I got this car thing to pay for.
This is what we're making right now is your winner's jackpot.
Yeah, 200.
Just wait to find out what the contest consists of.
Okay, you could win. All right, Brian's putting in 100. I don't care.
Oh, man. We went past that. You know, don't include. It's all right.
All right, where are you?
All right, let's say the jackpot's 300.
Okay.
But maybe you'll get 200. But, dude, it's $200 for winning. For listening to this.
It's such a half-assed contest. You could win $200 or $300 depending
whatever,
on if we want to
pay you.
Whatever,
it's our first contest.
Okay.
Are you guys complaining about getting $200 or $300 for free? Expect $200. When you get $300, maybe you'll feel great.
Okay. So, the contest is this. Is there a deadline?
The deadline?
All right, no deadline. You could win $200 or $300. Depending on Brian.
Now here's the part you must listen to.
Okay, here's what we're going to do. The three of us collectively are going to come up with one single word, and it will be in the dictionary.
Oh, yeah. And,
so it won't be a slang word.
In the dictionary means on dictionary.com.
Yeah.
That's pretty fair.
Hmm. Yeah.
No, it was like Webster's Merriam Dictionary from 1994.
Edition 2.
Can only be found in the Bible.
So each one of us will write a word on our paper, and we will collectively decide on one of those words.
We're just writing one?
I thought.
I
don't know.
All right, we'll each write some words,
okay.
And then we'll come up with...
How many?
3.
32?
3.
It's kind of a lot.
We'll each come up with a couple words, and then we'll collectively discuss which word we want to use, and you will have to guess that word. We're coming up with the words right now, and I got my first word. I almost spelled something wrong while looking at whatever I was copying the word from.
You're looking at your zipper.
YKK is not in the dictionary.
Do you have 3 words?
I got 1.
I got 2.
And it's a great one.
I
think you'll be able to determine everyone's level of intelligence / what do you call it?
Maturity.
Maturity. Yeah.
That's a good word.
Maturity. It's my word, fucker.
You play like that Jeopardy music in the background.
See, how about that?
What?
That's sophisticated immaturity. Do you know what it means?
I think you told me once, but I don't. Yeah. I can't remember.
Well, I'll tell you, it's about as mature as my first word.
Did you tell me that word and then draw a picture describing it?
No, I didn't. I didn't.
That's
that was
what
us. That's my third word.
That one sounds like a medieval weapon.
It does because it is derived
right.
From the Greek myths.
Whoa. Yeah.
What, are you stealing words from my room now?
What? I was looking at the monitor. What? I mean, the thing that wasn't the monitor.
Well, I have got to pee. I took a crap on the first show. It's not like, oh, how disgusting. Like, nah, I mean... Piss is a little better. I'm gonna do it.
Someone wash his hands.
When Steven
so good. You can hear the sound effects. Don't edit them out.
When Steven went to the bathroom, some of the prize money disappeared, so now it's only a $100
hey,
prize.
Hey, but I'll put in $100 now. I thought about it. It's worth it.
So you could win $100. You could win $100 to $200. No, I'm just kidding. All right, you can win $200 to $300.
He's kidding.
Well, so let's explain the contest or refresh.
Okay, we have 9 words right now, and we're going to narrow it down to one.
One word!
One word. 50,000
listeners. They will go from 9 words to 1.
Which will be
$200. If we all talk extreme at the same time, it'll sound really it'll sound really important. Which it is, because there's $300 or $200 with your name on it, one person.
One person.
One word.
9 days. What? No, wait, no. I fucked it up. Damn it.
Get off the gray returns.
6 million listeners. Hypothetically.
We've picked one word out of the 9 words.
One word.
And there will be one winner.
One prize.
200 or 300.
Maybe, smackers!
Maybe 100. alright, 200. Possibly 300.
I say, yeah, no. Expect the C minus, and when you get the C, you're going to be happy. You
the know what C.
I
mean?
Well, I could have picked another grade, but people with those grades don't really worry like that. It's when it's the C that you're...
Okay, right, I guess so.
Because that's like... D,
call 206-339-STOP. You can guess... how many times can they guess?
I say they can guess once per question that they have for us.
Okay.
Because that's... Yeah, you know, come on.
All right.
Like Dave and Mike. Good guys right there. Greg, too. Yeah. Anyone else that calls a lot? That's pretty cool. I mean, it's a little...
We'll edit
weird.
The names in.
Yeah, we remembered everyone!
Mike, Michael!
Especially someone such as... And insert also that here. One cool person.
Oh, I remember the times with him.
Or oh, her, depending
he's so
on...
so cool.
Christy sucks.
Alright, so yeah, call 206-339-STOP. Leave us your guess for what word we wrote. And yeah, and then ask us a question. And that's it. You can
and
guess.
If you guess the correct word, that's where the $300 or $200 come into play. And it's not, we're not fucking with you. It's not like, hey, yeah, if you get naked for me, I'll give you a Toyota. And then, you know, the girl finds out after she got naked for the guy that he meant a toy Yoda from Star Wars and she couldn't do anything about it in court. True story. We're not doing that. There's
is that
$100.
Is that why you bought
$100
boxes of Toyotas?
Yeah, no, I had a great year when I discovered that. Little. But no, we're not doing any of that action. This is $200 or $300 real dollars, not like doll hairs or anything, but dollars.
U.S. dollars.
Yeah, and
U.S. doll hairs. Currency.
Yeah. And
money.
You win it if you guess the correct word, but you can only guess the word if you leave a question.
So yeah. Do that. 206-339-STOP.
And if the question sucks, we won't take it.
Yeah.
We'll take your guess.
And you know when you're leaving a shitty question. Don't call us until a question's going to hit you and you're going to know that you should call us. Don't call us before that because it's usually like...
Toilet. Our apple's red. Thank you, Stop Tape.
Yeah.
And don't call us if you talk like that.
We sound like such dicks right now. But
what?
It's like, no, we sound like assholes right now, but I mean, save yourself the time, save us the time.
We
right?
gotta get something out of our $300 or $200. We just want questions.
But they gotta be good ones. I'll tell you, for example,
good
ones.
Perfect questions.
Good questions we've had were, personally, the one that I remember last that I thought was good. Yeah, the
clone?
Clone
from show number 7?
Yeah.
Deer from show 3, I think.
This guy studies.
And,
at 30 minutes and 22 seconds.
Yeah.
You know when there's good questions, because when you listen to it, you're like, this part of the show's really good. And then, like, you call in and you're like, how come Mac keyboards, like, they have that Apple on it?
Because it's sick, son.
It was not supposed to be an answer.
All right, anyway.
The point is, listen to them, discover what is good, call us with a good question.
206-339. Stop.